Welcome to Bradford Community Broadcasting, Radio 106.6 FM. My name is Kathy and I'm going to be your host for today. Today we're going to be talking about the asylum system and about refugee. So the name of this program is A Hope in Despair. We're going to start off by introducing Simera from Iran. Good morning to you, Simera.
Hi, thank you for your invitation. I'm Samira and I'm from Iran. And I'm here about 8 months.
Okay, wonderful. So I'm going to start off by asking you this question. Tell me a little more about yourself before coming into the asylum system.
Actually, I am an architect and I used to work as a head teacher in an art school. And I really like my previous job. I am a mother as well. And I think it's the most important responsibility that in my life.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for your answer on this question, Simera. So we have Ijiro here from Nigeria, which we're going to hear her views about her life before coming into the asylum system.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Kathleen, for bringing me here today to really speak out on this asylum system. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Such a pleasure.
Yeah. My life before this... I came into the asylum system. I'm a health worker back home in Nigeria. When I came here, I was still a support worker. I work with people with learning disability and autistic people.
Thank you so much for your view, Ijiro. Okay, so our next participants, we're going to go to Khalid from Syria. A wonderful welcome to you again, Khalid.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, so tell me a little more about yourself and your life before coming to the asylum system.
My name is Khalid. I'm from Syria. I'm a dentist and I left Syria in 2013. Due to Syrian conflict, I live in Egypt nearly 10 years and I came to UK in January.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for your views about your life before coming to the system. So right now we're going to be listening to a song from Simera, which is from Iran. We're going to hear from Simera before playing the song. Why did she choose that song?
I think this song is one of the best music which has been read about our beautiful country, Iran.
Okay, wonderful.
یارو دیارو عشق تو سرچشمه امید تو ای صبح فروردین من ای تکیگاه آخرین ای کهن سرباز زمین جان جهان ایران زمین ای در رگانم خون وطن ای پرچم صدها جفا ای مادرم دیدی و مهرت کم نشد از خون سربازان تو گلگون شده رویت وطن ای سرو سبز بی خزان ای مهر تو در جان و تن ای مادرم ایران زمین آغاز تو پایان تو بر دشت من باران تایی، در چشم من تابان تایی، ایران من ایران من، آن مهر جاویدان تایی، ای در رگانم خون وطن، ای پرچمت ما را کفن، دور از تو بادا اهر من، ایران من ایران من ایران من ایران من، ای در رگانم خون وطن، ای پرچمت ما را کفن، دور از تو بادا
Okay, ladies and gents, so this was a song from Iran, which was dedicated by Simera. So moving forward, we're going to go to our next question, which Simera is going to answer to us. What are the reasons and purposes that drives persons to seek asylum?
In fact, I came to this country to study, but due to terrible problems that happened to me from my government about women's revolution, I forced to seek asylum. And I think wrong people who run countries in wrong ways make people have to seek asylum. I think they take away the right of peaceful and normal life from people with wrong measures.
Okay, I do understand. So basically, what are you saying is that in Iran, women don't have their rights?
No, I think all of the people don't have their rights, but woman is in the most important part of this.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that, Simera. Thank you so much for your view on that. So now we're going to move on to Ijiro. Ijiro, the question I have here for you is, what is the reason that you would say that has persons asking or seeking for asylum or refugee?
Yes, there are a lot of reasons out there that make people to come to seek asylum in this country. One of it is the war in Africa that is tearing Africa apart. And another thing is the poverty level. The poverty level that is driving people crazy, that people can hardly eat or feed their own children. A family will live below $1 a day. You can just imagine the poverty level. Those are the things that is really driving people to come and seek asylum. People come here for safety, for better life for their family, because the level of lawlessness in Africa is too much. The politicians are really killing people, and people run for their life. That process, what can they do? They go into the asylum system. I think that is why people are seeking asylum.
It's such a pleasure having you here today. And are you speaking from experience? Can you relate, or are you just speaking about knowledge, knowing about your country?
I speak a lot from experience and knowing a lot, because I've worked and seen what people are going through.
Okay, Ijiro, I do apologize for this. But thank you so much for sharing your views with us here today.
Thank you, Kathleen.
You're most welcome. Okay, so we're going to move here to Khalid from Syria, who is going to give us his views about this same question. What are the reasons and purposes persons are driven to seek asylum here?
For me, if I return to Syria, I will obligatory service in military, and I will be part of war, and that what I don't want to be happen. Besides, I will not feel any safe to me or to my family.
Okay, Khalid, so as an individual, what you're trying to say to me is that whether you want to or not, you have to be part of the...
Yes. If I return to Syria, the government took me to service in military. I'll be a soldier and I'll involve in the war, and that I don't want to be part of war to killing any people.
Okay, which I do understand. But question, what if you don't be a part of that world, like you go against their will.
That's not
what happens.
That's not your option. Maybe it will put you in jail, or maybe you will
kill be persecuted.
You. Yeah.
So I don't understand.
That's not option you can manage. You have a pay. You come to your house and took you to the military. What you would say? I'll not go with you. Okay, come with us. That's not your option.
So you're going with them now. It's either jail or death. So you have no choice but to be a part of the military.
I
being
can't imagine
in
what happened if I refuse. Sorry, that's not funny.
Okay. I'm so sorry. This sounds very complex. Okay, so we here had Khalid's point of view here from Syria. Right now, we're going to be listening to a song from Nigeria, from Ijiro. We're going to go to Ijiro to tell us why did she choose that song before listening.
Yeah, I chose that song because once that song is playing, people try to forget their agony of poverty and their hunger. Even the old people dance to it and all the youth dance to it. That moment, it brings some type of life and light into that environment where the song is being played.
Okay, so basically it uplifts your spirit.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, let's listen to this song because we're about to uplift our spirits here as well.
All right, go.
Okay, so this was a song dedicated by Ijiro from Nigeria. This song actually uplifts our spirit for real. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next question. This is for Simera. She's going to be answering us. What is the impact and advantages, also the disadvantage of being a part of the asylum system? Let's hear your view on this, Simera.
Living with a different style and starting everything from scratch will definitely have a negative effects on asylums. But if we look at it at this positively, asylums and refugees are really strong people with too many experiences that maybe other people cannot be like this.
Okay, I do understand. All right, thank you so much for your view on this, Simera. We're going to be moving on to Ijiro now to be answering us this question. We want to know, Ijiro, the advantages and disadvantages of being in this asylum system.
Thank you, Catherine. The advantage of being in an asylum system is that, you are safe, you are living in a safe country, and your children can go to school, access education to a minimal level, not up to university though, because I've got one that is at home that is about to go to university, but I can't pay the school fees that is being requested. So that's the advantage. The disadvantage of it is that, for me, I'm going to say it out there from my own point of view, for what I've experienced. It's just that the whole right is being taken from you. And I'm just walking like an empty chairs because I have no right to nothing. Just sitting at home. Mentally, I'm not there. Physically, I'm not there. Because you can't work. You can't do nothing. You can't even challenge what you want to get or what you are able to get. It's what they give to you, you take. Not that you can't work. Not that you cannot go out there to work just because you are not given the right to work. So that is the disadvantage.
Okay, Ijiro, to be very honest with you, how do you believe, with these being the disadvantages, how you believe that we could have a change or a difference made here in this country?
The difference that can be made, if the government can help to allow the asylum seekers to work, it will make a good, big changes mentally. Because it's killing when you sit at home not working. And you need, your children need things and you can't afford it. And these children will keep on asking you, why can't I get this? Why can't I do this? You keep on repeating the same thing over and over again. Your children will now start losing confidence in you as a parent because you cannot even provide for them. And you cannot tell them, oh, it's not my fault, my child. It's a government fault. They will not look at it that way. So it diminishes parents in the asylum system.
Okay, so another question. Would you say being a part of the asylum system, is it better being here from what you left from your country?
Yes, because safety is guaranteed. Because something drove everyone into the asylum system, which made them to be stuck in the system.
Okay, so some persons on the outside might maybe not know about, because Britain is known for being very huge on mental awareness and charities to assist with certain things. Would you say that you are getting the assistance and the help? Because I hear you say mentally, it drives you out. How do they help mentally?
Mentally, which of the charity is it? Because mentally, it destroys, the asylum system destroyed people. It destroys.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that, but I am very pleased with you sharing your views from experiences. Thank you so much, Ijiro.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to move to Khalid here from Syria, which should answer to us to the same question. What are the advantages and disadvantages of being in the asylum system?
I think there is lots of obstacles that people who seeking asylum face. First, as Ijiro say, no permission to work. People need to start career here and build himself. Second, the process, it takes lots of time. Some people 1 year, some people 18 years. So if the time after 18 years and you now have a permission to work, you go and put CV or resume in any company. The first question ask you, where are you in 18 years? Where you work? No, I don't have any permission to work. Okay, the 18 years, what are you doing? I'm volunteering here in some place, but that's not make anything for you, for career, for involved in community. The third problem, you can't move to different place in the time, in your asylum process. Some people need to stay in same area to build community, to try to planning for future. I hear in the news about Afghani man who get achieving scholarship in London, and home office try to empty the hotel to send him to Yorkshire in midterm of the university. And all future, all planning, all study, all thing, it's gone.
So basically this affects your well-being.
I don't know, but I think the home office may maybe be understand each case by case, not all people in same needs.
Okay, I understand. Because everybody have a different perspective, yes. A different situation, so they have to deal with it differently.
Yes.
Okay, Kelly, thank you so much for your view on these advantages and disadvantages of being in the system. Okay, so right now we're going to listen to a song from Syria, which was dedicated by Khalid. Before we play this song, Khalid is going to tell us why he chose this song.
This song, I love it. This singer is called, his name is Sabah Fakhri. This is an old song who sing it. It's about tradition from history.
Okay.
We don't know who write the lyric or who make the music.
Right.
So I love it.
Okay, wonderful.
في السعادة للشقي وللعليل اللؤلؤ المنضود في فمك الجميل في السعادة للشقي وللعليل فإذا تفتحت الشفاه ثوانيا نورت دنيانا وأحييت القتيل اللؤلؤ المنضود في فمك الجميل في السعادة للشقي فإذا تفتحت الشفاه ثوانيا نورت دنيانا وأحييت القتيل أقتيل حبك ليس يحييه سوى أنوار ثغرك إنه يرضى القليل جودي عليه ببسمة لا تبخلي جودي عليه بنظرة لا تبخلي جودي عليه بلفتة لا تبخلي جودي عليه بقبلة لا 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 تبخلي جودي عليه ببسمة لا 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 تبخلي لا 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 تبخلي لا لا تبخلي
الحب والرحمن وعداه البطيل. يا ليل يا ليل يا ليل يا ليل يا 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 ليل.
Okay, so this was a song from Syria which was dedicated by Khalid. Thanks for listening to A Hope in Despair again, 106.6 FM. We're going to be proceeding to the next question. So we have Simera who will be answering us this question. And the question is going to be, if given the opportunity, what would you be able to contribute to the country?
Contrary to the opinion of many people who think asylums are useless people who are just consumers, in my opinion, they can be very useful people for their new society and be very useful by using their professions. For example, I knew that Khalid is a dentist, and this country actually needs some people like him, or I can be work person in my field and others as well. And I think asylums can be really useful for this country.
Oh, yes, indeed. So you are basically, apart from being in the asylum system and watching refugees as just a person, you'll have those assets, those skills and talents that you're willing to express. But question, what are your talents?
Actually, I am an architect, and I'm looking for some place that I can continue my education. Because I came here to study, and I really like to achieve my goals and do my best for my second home.
Okay, thank you so much, Simera. So moving on, we're going to go to Ijiro. Ijiro, I want you to tell us, if given the opportunity, what would you contribute to the country?
Thank you very much, Catherine. I would like to go back to my work as a support worker, put in the best, pay my tax, and make this country, because this country has become my second home, both for me and my family. And I will work and cities working in this country for the betterment of everyone's good.
Okay, Ijiro, thank you so much, which I really do agree with you, because Britain is underpopulated and they are in need of a lot of workers, etc. However, it's beyond you and my control. But thank you so much for your views.
Thank you.
We're going to be moving to Khalid. So Khalid, you're going to tell us today, if given the opportunity, what would you be able to contribute to the country?
As I said before, I'm a dentist. And every people I say and ask me what you study and what you work, and I'm telling him I'm a dentist, say to me, oh, we need a dentist, we don't have enough dentists, we don't have enough medical stuff. So I think if I get a license and permission to work as a dentist, I will be useful for this country.
Which is a great idea, and I do second that thought as well. Thank you so much, Khalid, for your airs and views. So I would like to say a huge thank you to all my participants here today. It was such a pleasure having you. And thank you so much for airing your views and your experiences on the asylum system and the refugee. This was actually A Hope in Despair, the name of the program. And you're listening to BCB Radio 106.6 FM. Thank you so much. We look forward to hearing you soon. Bye, nice rest of day.
Bye, have a nice day. Thank you.
I want to flex my love. I want to impress. And I want to carry my